plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just own the night like the 4th of July, 'cause baby you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you work, make 'em go as you shoot across the sky.
Darlings, welcome to Sit a Spell. I'm your host, Lisa Lee. Thank you so much for joining me. We are going to have such a great night. I've got a great show ahead for you. Today is Wednesday, July 25th, and it is a beautiful day. Have you guys just been dealing with all the heat and humidity like we have here in Minnesota? It has been horrendous. I told you last week that I moved into my little cottage. It's so cute. But the first week, there was no air conditioning here. And it was balls hot here. It was ridiculous. By the way, I have got two of my daughters here, Ashley and Heather, and Sarah, Heather's friend. So they are joining us tonight, and they are going to be contributing, even if they don't want to. Ashley would normally be doing the news, but we're not going to do news tonight because we've just got such a fun show. We don't want to embarrass her with words.
Yeah.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Anyway, back to my story. So, as you know, I was living with my dear, dear friend Karen, who has been on the show multiple times. She's the whiz with all the stones and the Reiki healing and everything. She's our grandmaster at that. So I was living with her until I got into my cottage, which I'm so happy here. Absolutely love it here, with the exception of the spiders, but I told you about that. But now I haven't seen one for days, and I'm wondering what they're up to and what they're planning. Lord knows what could happen. I'll sleep with like a knife in my hand or something. I don't know. Anyway, so I'm so happy to be here. It's like a bazillion degrees in the house. And my house, there are storm windows on the outside that I have no idea how to take off. And so I couldn't really like open up the windows and get the fresh air, even though it was hot. So I sat here on my couch watching television, just melting. It was absolutely horrifying. But you know what? I was so happy. I'm like, I'm in my house. And I was just happy. So even a million degrees, like it's on the sun, I was happy because I was on my couch with my remote control in my hand and happy as can be. And my producer, Smarty Pants, Superman Josh Hadley, just said, scientists say that you are never farther away than 8 feet from a spider at all times. Bite me, Josh. Oh, God. Okay, but I digress. Josh, you're in trouble. He just said smile. So, as you know, I've been taking back my life. I got this great job, and my job, I'm in love with my job. In fact, ridiculously in love with my job, so much to the point that on Sunday night, because, you know, we've got to get up and go to work on Monday, Sunday night, I was so freaking excited to go to work. It felt like Christmas, and I could not fall asleep. So I went to work on Monday, happy, 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 but with zero sleep. I ended up to be awake for over 36 hours, all in one shot. And I'm not going to lie, I drank one 36-ounce Coke and then like a 16-ounce Coke. So I had a lot of caffeine in me, which I normally don't drink caffeine. And Josh just said he's been awake three straight days once. I was awake for three straight days once too, but I ended up in the hospital. You guys remember that?
She was hallucinating. Let us remember that.
Yeah, it wasn't good. So I go into work on Monday. And by the way, my work is absolutely amazing. I've got 10 people in my office, and then I control 600 technicians. Not I control, but, well, yeah, I kind of control them. Mm-hmm. I am woman, hear me roar. Anyway, so I go into work, and by the way, they have been feeding me lunch every single day. They take me out to lunch. They've given me, did I tell you this? They gave me flowers. They had flowers sent to my office.
Oh, I love it.
I know. They're absolutely in my boss. She is this just little spitfire, amazing woman. She started this company like 15 years ago. It's a technology company, technology, and I thought it was telephony, but you know what? It's telephony.
What?
I know. I didn't know that either.
Oh.
You should hear me talking to technicians on the phone. I'm like, hi. So anyway, but my office, I'm used to being in an office setting where, you know, it's business suits. And at my last job, I wasn't even allowed to chew gum because it was beneath us to chew gum. So I walk into my office and my boss, who, when I walk in, she gives me a hug every single day. She kisses me on the cheek. She, by the way, has a new nickname for me. Yesterday she was calling me Twinkle Toes because I used to be a dancer.
Oh, okay.
And then it was just Twink. And now she just calls me T.
Oh, what?
I know. I just don't know.
Not like L or something?
No.
No.
Oh, and for the last week, she thought my last name was Hammond for some reason. She was introducing. She was like calling everybody going, and I've got this most amazing new project manager. Her name is Lisa Hammond. And I was there for one of the calls. And I'm like, wait, what?
That's not me.
I'm like, did you mean me? And I'm pointing. You guys can't see me, but I'm like, did you mean me? And she goes, yeah, I'm so happy that you're here. And I'm like, my name is Lee. She's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So I walk into work every single day and I get a hug and sometimes a little kiss on the cheek. The women that I work with, I mean, there's only a few men in the company, but the women that I work with, it's completely casual there. I literally went in there one day with workout clothes because I was going to go. Oh, I've got a whole story about that too. I was going to go into the office or go to the gym after the office. So I was like, well, everybody else is really dressed down. They didn't even think anything of it. I'm in there in workout clothes and they're like, hey, how's it going? And they all, even the women, swear like freaking truck drivers. It's awesome. I let the F-bomb slip and they're like high-fiving me. Well, it's about time you lightened up. Oh my God. So I love my job. I love the people that I work with. She started this technology company by herself. And I don't know. And for a female, I love strong women. Mm-hmm. I'm so proud of her. And today she told me that I need to grab my balls and I need to own it because, you know, you guys know me. I mean, we're all best friends, right? But you know me. I'm this passive, quiet. Well, maybe not quiet.
Not
but
quiet.
Okay, shut up.
Yeah.
You're grounded. Mm. Maybe not quiet, but I'm this passive, you know, let's meditate. And she's like, you need to own your job because you're in charge of these 600 technicians and they are going to try and run you over because you're a girl. Grab your fucking balls. Mm. Oh, I just said, oh, sorry. Oh. That's my boss. And she's just this little teeny spitfire. Oh, good. That can be edited out. Thank God. But I'm just so proud of her. And I'm proud to be part of the company. So the next thing on my taking back my life thing that I'm doing is I joined a gym. Yes, me. I freaking joined a gym. But I figured if my friends, who I've known for, what, 15, 20 years now, if they can go to the gym, I can go to the gym. So I am hoping, in fact, I better because I've been going every single freaking day with the exception of 2 days. I've gone every day to water aerobics, which I know it's low impact and everything. However, I hope that you can burn like 480 calories per hour that you're there. And I'm actually like doing the whole workout. So it's awesome. I also learned that waterproof mascara is my best friend.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, because the first day I went, and I'm on my second swimsuit already because my first swimsuit, I was afraid that, you know, all those jumping jacks and all that stuff. I needed a swimsuit that was a little bit higher, closer to my neck. It was just a little more comfortable that way. So my first day at the gym, I'm only doing water aerobics for now, but my first day at the gym, I'm driving up in my 1996 GMC Jimmy, which has a hole in the muffler, so it's a little loud. However, I'm not telling it that it has a hole in the muffler because I don't want it to freak. We're just calling it like a hairline fracture.
Yeah.
Because I've had other cars that I'm like, oh crap, the blank is falling off or this is coming off, and it ends up I need a whole new car. So if we just let the
car. And I call that law of attraction.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to call that a hairline fracture. So I'm driving up with my very loud Jimmy with the music absolutely cranked, probably listening to like Air Supply or something ridiculous. I have no idea. So I get out of my truck and I'm like all ready to, I'm going to go work out. I am going to be like this woman. I'm going to have Michelle Obama arms and one of Angelina Jolie's legs, because that's all she shows. Mm-hmm. And what's his name?
Hot Channing guy. Tatum.
Channing Tatum abs.
Wow!
I have abs. They're just hidden right now. So I open up my car door and a McDonald's bag falls out. I'm like, oh, this is bad because I'm going to this like really classy gym and I'm coming up with my loud car and my McDonald's bag is falling out. So yeah. Oh, and personal trainer. That's part of the package. I get to see a personal trainer. And Superman hates Channing Tatum. But
he's such a good dancer.
He is.
On the pole.
I've got did you just say on the pole?
No, I didn't mean it. Yes, but I did. He doesn't dance on the pole, by the way, but he just breaks it down in Magic Mike. But go on, Mom.
I have to see that. I want to see Magic Mike, but none of my daughters will go with me.
Because the plot is terrible, but the dancing is magnificent.
And Heather, why won't you go with me? What a penis pump?
Penis pump! There you go. So awkward.
There's like, I am never going to that movie with you. Anyway, so I get a personal trainer, and I originally had my first meeting with him on Friday, but I had to cancel because I had a meeting for work. So I agreed to go and meet him on Sunday, and he's like, bring shoes, which by the way, I had to borrow shoes for my daughter because I don't actually own tennis shoes. So bring shoes, bring a water bottle, prepared to work. I'm like, okay, because I am woman. Hear me roar. I'm going to do this thing. So Sunday at 3:30, Heather and I, who's sitting right here, Heather and I decided, screw that. We're going to Burger King and watching scary movies all day. It was delicious. We watched like 3 horror movies and ate Burger King. And
it is a lazy Sunday, right?
It was a lazy Sunday.
You deserve it.
It was the best Sunday ever.
Yeah.
So, what else is new in my life? What else have I done since last week? Anything? Can you think of anything?
There was a snake on your car.
Oh my God, that's right. Okay, so I wake up on Saturday morning and I am ready to go to water aerobics. Because what the hell, by the way? I'm used to sleeping until noon. Ever since I started being a respectable adult and going to work during the day, I'm waking up at freaking 8 o'clock or 7:30.
Just very unhappy.
I'm very unhappy. I wake up and I'm like, yay, it's got to be at least like 12 or 1 because it's a Saturday. No, it's freaking 7:30 in the freaking morning. I was unhappy. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll go to water aerobics. But first, I heard that water aerobics on Saturdays is really full. So I text my friend Patty. And I'm like, okay, are you going to go? And she's like, and by the way, we call it water aerobics, but well, I didn't actually come up with that. Patty did, but
touche, Patty.
Yeah. So she's like, no, I'm not going to go because I've got to do something that was probably responsible, but I don't remember
not
what it was.
Related.
It wasn't war related. So it's like, okay, well, I'm just going to stay home and I'm going to watch TV. I watched Doctor Who freaking all day, by the way. Doctor Who is the best show ever. That and tea are the only good things I got out of my marriage. Anyway. Sorry. Anyway, I digress. So it's like 9:30. I'm wide awake. I'm hungry. So I decided to go to McDonald's and get some breakfast. So yeah, don't go to water aerobics. No, go to McDonald's and get something disgusting for your body. Let's do that instead. That's a great plan. Love it. So I go to McDonald's, and by the way, we had a storm right before that. So in there, and it was a pretty bad storm. Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember that? It was a pretty bad storm.
Yeah.
So I'm driving there, and there's sticks all over my car. I don't think anything of it. No big deal, because we just had the storm. I get to McDonald's, and I'm in the drive-up, and I'm ordering my sausage McMuffin with egg with a large Coke, because that's the only time I drink pop, is when I go out, and I consider McDonald's an out.
It's not, but go on.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm waiting there, and all of a sudden I see one of those sticks moving, and it's pop, Josh, not soda. I'm just getting these messages from my little smarty pants Superman. So I'm in the drive-thru, sitting there waiting to go up to pay, and I see one of my sticks moving, and it's not like all the rest of them are moving, and it's moving like, it's moving. And I'm like, what the heck is that? And I look closer, it wasn't a stick, that was a snake. That was a snake on my freaking hood that lasted from all the way from my little cottage to McDonald's, which is, well, it's not even a mile.
It's like 2 minutes, which is walking distance, if you consider that. But we would evacuate the car if we were at McDonald's.
I rolled up my window.
Yeah.
And then I was
in
like,
fear.
Yeah, totally in fear. Yeah. And then I like slipped my hand through. I'm like, here's my card. Thank you for my cash. Thank you for my sausage McMuffin with my egg. Is this really Coke or is this Diet Coke? Because it really needs to be Coke because I don't like Diet Coke.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Oh, God, you would totally say that, too.
I know, I totally did. So then I'm driving home, and I'm trying to speed, but I don't speed. If the speed limit is 30 and I'm, like, going 34, I'm like, whoa, slow down, speed demon. I just don't speed. But I'm trying to speed. Fight me. Heather Mondor, who just said, because you're a grandma. Creep. So I'm trying to drive really fast, but not too fast so that the snake will like fling off or something. And you can't see the hand motions, but I did just do the hand motions. I got home and the snake still had granny panties. Nah, Josh. The snake didn't still come off. It didn't come off. So I grab my stuff and I race in the car, or in the car, in the house. Yeah. I race out of the car into the house, and I actually literally locked the freaking door. Like the snake could like go, oh, let me get the lock. That was. I am a little bit of a weenie.
Heather was terrified.
Yes, I was terrified. It was huge. It was at least.
It wasn't huge, but it was a snake.
It was like that big.
No, they can't tell the size of that.
Okay, all of you sensitives and all of you with psychic abilities, close your eyes and picture how big or how far apart my hands are. Then you're going to know how big that snake was. It was huge. So there's so much nature. So much nature. It's crazy nature. Well, because there's a forest right behind the house, mm-hmm. but there's so much crazy nature. Did I miss anything from the week now? Oh, Friday night. What did we do, Ash? Ash and I spent the entire weekend with my girls this weekend.
You're so
my
lucky.
Daughters. It was, I'm just missing Kayla. Come home, Kayla. But I just had the most wonderful weekend. My daughter Ashley was over on Friday, and we were just going to like hang out and watch some of our ridiculous shows that we watch. But instead, one of my other daughters, who is not really my daughter, but she's kind of my daughter, Stephanie Bowman, mm-hmm. she came over with Rachel. What's Rachel's last name?
Summers.
Rachel Summers.
Yep.
Rachel and Stephanie came over, and Ashley, we all just spent the whole night. It was so much fun. And they all learned about the craft. They all learned about so many things. We did readings. We did oracle readings. We worked with stones. We did the pendulum. They went through my book of shadows. Obviously, we didn't do any spells because we are in a retrograde and we cannot do spells during a retrograde because the absolute opposite is going to happen. So remember that, kids. No spells during a retrograde because the absolutely opposite of what you want to happen will happen. So don't do that. But it was just the most wonderful evening. I still have candle wax on my floor.
Sorry.
Thank you, girls. But it was just the most wonderful night. And then Ashley and I went to my sister Natalie's graduation surprise party on Saturday during the day and got to spend time with the family. It was just a really wonderful weekend. And Joshy just said, Book of Shadows, Blair Witch 2. I love that movie. Yeah, that, you know what? Both those movies were really good. Both those movies really freaked me out. First one freaked me out more than the second one, but Josh, you should just like come on and tell me first one sucks. The first one gave me a nightmare. Josh, why don't you just come on and tell me, take the thing off the microphone so that you can just, we're talking about witches. So come on.
I loved Blair Witch 2. Blair Witch 1 is a piece of crap.
Right, because it gave you a headache because it was all like shaky or...
No, because it was pretentious garbage.
Wasn't there a moment in the movie where, like, the lady's nose was, like, shot all up inside her nose?
Yep, that's right.
That's not okay.
Well, and there's spoofs about it now all over the place.
Yeah, see, Blair Witch 2 actually had a message to it that just because something is on video doesn't make it true. Because we see the reality happening, but what the camera is seeing is something totally different. It actually had a message about the media, but everyone went, oh God, it's not like the first film. It sucked.
I thought it was a good movie. I really liked it.
You're one of the few, very few people like that movie.
Blair Witch 2. That's what I'm talking about. I really liked it.
And I just thought it was fun to be poking fun at you through everything you say. I've been for those that don't know, I've been popping little smart ass comments throughout this whole thing.
He is a smarty pants. That's my Josh. Joshy. All right. I can't think of anything else that I've done over the weekend or in the last week that's of any interest. Not that anything that I've told you so far has been of any interest at all, but.
Well, I feel like people would like rise up with you and your fear of snakes.
I don't really have a fear of snakes.
Oh, really?
Mom,
you like called me freaking out and you're like, what? And it's moving.
Well, because I thought it was a stick.
Yeah, and then you had to lock yourself in the house, but that's fine.
But it was huge.
No.
Okay.
It wasn't that big, guys. It was like a garter snake.
Gardener snake?
I was close.
You're
like
so
the guard thing that goes on.
No, your... it's actually garter. She was right.
In your face! Yeah! Oh,
we
one
just high
five. Wait,
why did I high five you
know.
If you were right and I was
I
wrong?
Know. It's so victorious.
I take back the high five.
No.
Right.
I remember this.
Yeah. All right, so
I want to throw out a disclaimer for the audience. They're all sober. Imagine what they're like drunk.
God, can you even imagine? Oh, it would be bad. There'd be a lot more swearing.
Yeah.
Maybe some
smart-ass remarks
from you.
No.
Not me. I'm never sarcastic, ever.
Wink.
Wink?
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a guest for you. He is a wonderful person. He is the founder of the Ring of Minnesota Pagans, and he's a dear friend of mine, and I'd really love for you to meet him, so I'm having him on my show. So I would like to welcome my new guest, Kevin Urbanczyk. Kevin, thank you so much for coming on my show. I've been trying to get you on my show for weeks, and things just haven't been working out. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. So what's up?
Well, you know what? You are the founder of the Ring of Minnesota Pagans.
Yep, I am. Ring of Minnesota Pagans here in, here in the St. Cloud area, and ringofminnesotapagans.org for anybody wanting to know as far as a website. Yep, I am.
Why don't you tell me a little about it? Now, I'm a part of it, and the website, by the way, is amazeballs.
Cool,
I'm
cool,
so
cool.
Excited. It's wonderful, and I signed up, and I'm part of the team, and I'm proud to be a part of it. But why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about it?
Well, I mean, as far as ringofminnesotapagans.org, Ring of Minnesota Pagans is basically just a gathering of pagans, intuitives, druids, shamanic types, witches. I mean, it's just like, because there's so many paths, so many spiritual paths that people are on, And there's a lot of people with different questions, different knowledge, different ideas, different perspectives. And so basically just going out there. And what I wanted to do is to really stress the education and the community, especially the community here, because it's a very strong Catholic community in here.
Oh, and, definitely.
Yeah. And so because of that, there's a lot of issues, you know, in some ways in the background. And so I wanted to basically be out there and be out in the public and basically be seen as kind of like a face where it's like, yeah, there are pagans here. They're not scary people. They're not this. They're not that. And like, for instance, if I go down to Catholic Charities and I donate my time and I help the homeless and the hungry don't care if they're pagans or witches that are donating food and handing out food, that we're there, we're a part of the community, helping the community and being out there and outreaching for them, whether it be cleaning up a river, cleaning up roads, helping out as far as a festival, helping out as far as a anything, working in like local businesses, like, you know, like Mind, Body, Spirit or so, where we are out there and we are saying, hey, we are here. We're just like everyday folks. And there are people that are going to ask questions about people like us and go, well, what do you guys believe? And it's not through fear or guilt or anything. It's more curiosity. And so I just want to just, you know, so the education of the community, I really try and stress and to let people know that, hey, you know, we're here. If you want to ask questions, if you want to know about us, ask away, you know. So I try and get out there, like I talk to the police, the sheriffs, the VA, the hospital, the city hall, the local churches, the community organizations. So I try and be very public, even like the local newspaper. So I try and make sure that I am out there and that people recognize me and who I am and what I am. So it's a little bit about me and kind of like what as far as like Romp does, you know, and the people that are in Romp, what we are and what we do. So that's a little bit about me.
And it's all about changing perceptions out there. I mean, you know, the stigma, you know, all of that. And I really honor you that you're really, you know, out there.
Cool. Thanks. Yeah. I mean, it takes like a leap of faith and it's, you know, it's a gutsy thing to do because, I mean, there's some people, you know, like at Mind, Body, Spirit, there's like a local joke, you know, almost like an inside joke where, you know, people come in, you know, it's like from their Sunday, you know, from their Sunday church service and they're not sure about the business and they come walking in, they immediately like turn around and walk out, not because of not because of what the people are like. It's, I mean, I go in there, I see what the people are like. They're really cool people. Everything in there is really good, but the perception. And so that's why I'm out there trying to change perceptions, whether I'm talking to Catholic priests or evangelical pastors or Lutherans or Methodists or cops or city administrators.
Evangelical ministers, how do those conversations go? Because I found that the like really, really fundamental, but the ones that are like the born again, the evangelicals, they're the ones most likely to be just like, oh my God, you are of the devil. Even though obviously we're not, but how do those conversations go?
Well, I'm just myself. And so, you know, and I'm just like how I am. And so generally what I do is, you know, I talk to them like normal people. You know, and I mean, I wear my Thor's hammer out in front of everybody, even when I'm at work and customers, you know, come up to me and, you know, a few of them recognize I wear a Thor's hammer. Most don't. But and then like a few even ask about it. So, I mean, as far as pastors, you know, the one evangelical pastor nearby, you know, it's like we were sitting in his office. We were praying. You know, so it's not like it's a bad thing. Some people have had bad encounters, but I just come across them like they're a normal human being and I treat them with respect and I get the same respect back and we just take it baby step by baby step. So, I mean, it's like that way the people get to know you and then there's that level of trust and communication that builds up. So that way the borders and the walls that have been built up are broken down, and there's less fear and misunderstanding, and so understanding blossoms, and so that, so it starts, it's a slow process, but it starts, and the key is that it starts, and the education and the whole community aspect shows up, where people see me as being a part of the community, not just like off in my own little corner, you know. And so it helps. It's like a leap of faith, and it's a gutsy thing, but it's like, it's something that's got to be done, you know.
I find that so refreshing that there's actually a really positive and good dialogue between the two faiths. That's impressive, because like you said, oftentimes there's negative, you know, just there's the stereotypes. And actually, you know, I'm going to be the first to admit, when somebody tells me that they're born again or evangelical, I automatically kind of like raise up walls, and I'm like, because they're going to have just, if I tell them who and what I am, you know, I automatically think that there's going to be arguments, and they're going to be trying to save my soul and all this stuff. But there are so many absolutely amazing Christians and Muslims and Hindus, you know, just, there's bad seeds in every single faith.
But
to hear this is, it's refreshing, and it gives me that hope back. I'm really happy to hear about that.
Hey, no sweat. It's just something that had to be done, because it's like, we can't live separate from each other, because it's like, you probably know, when you have negativity, it breeds negativity until somebody says, you know what, we've got to break these damn chains that bind each other, and we have to build relationships. Yeah, there are going to be people that don't want those relationships built. Well, then don't worry about them. Let them live in their own little corner and cave. You want to build up relationships so that way you can build up understanding and see each other as equals, not as adversaries. You know, and it does. It takes time. A lot of baby steps. So it's, yeah. I mean, like, even for instance, like here in the town, you know, I started the local CODA meeting, you know, the Codependency Anonymous meeting here in town. I mean, there's a whole bunch of like Alcoholics Anonymous and Al-Anon and Gammonon, you know, and other 12-step programs. Right. But as far as healthy relationships and boundaries and making sure that people live with a healthy sense of self, there's nothing out there. And so it took me, a pagan, to start one, you know?
Oh.
And so by going out there and starting one, talking to police, talking to city administrators, talking to the, you know, talking to the newspapers, talking to the different churches, there are different ways I can bring up my faith, and I can bring myself to different people and say, hey, this is what I am. This is where I belong. Hey, you know what I mean?
No, I totally do. And that's beautiful. Nicely done.
Hey, no sweat. It's one thing I could say. It's not how I did it. It's kind of like, it's like being guided and listening. And because that's the whole thing, you know, when I deal with my, you know, when I deal with my guides, when I deal with my spirit, you know, spirit guides, spirit messengers and ancestors, it's so many times I've like had to kick myself in the butt because I didn't listen. And then I realized, wow, I really screwed that one up. Maybe I should listen this time. And so this time, just by listening and following their advice, a lot of stuff went by a lot smoother. And so you know, it's just like, it's amazing to me sometimes going, wow, you know, if I listen to these guys a lot more, maybe I wouldn't have such shit happen to me sometimes. So it's funny. So yeah, it's just everything, especially the last like 3 months, has just flowed. I mean, a lot of learning processes have happened as I've started the CODA, as I've started ROMP, as I've started the website, as I've started going out and talking to people, because a lot of it is being secure in myself and having enough courage in myself and faith in myself and faith in my belief, where I can go out with confidence and talk to people and not feel unworthy. You know what I mean?
Totally. As a pagan,
right?
What advice would you give to others to do this exact same thing that you're doing? You know, to change the perceptions, to make friends, to build bridges. What would you advise? And remember, a lot of our listeners are teenagers or younger people that are, you know, it's basically shock value. So we're trying to raise them up right, and we're trying to train them in the right way. So,
yeah,
I mean, not all of our listeners are teenagers and are not looking
right. Because my little one's 12, almost 13, so he's seen my face, so he knows how I am. As far as like teenagers and young adults, you can't use the shock value. It requires patience. It requires discernment, which deals with as far as almost like a maturity value, where it's like sometimes you got to hold your tongue, because there are going to be people that are going to just naysay and be negative, and you just have to hold your tongue. And because, like I said, you know, there are going to be people that are going to try and send out negative energy, where it's just don't deal with the negative energy, leave it be. Because by not dealing, you know, because by keeping back the negative energy, it breaks the focus. And so it's a lot of it is staying positive, because I know a lot of times people can get down on themselves and go, oh, poor me, pity me. No, that doesn't work. It's a lot of it is patience. A lot of it is having faith in yourself and faith in your own abilities. But you got to know your own abilities. You got to know what you can and can't do. So, I mean, in some ways, it requires some years of just like emotional and mental and some maturity, where it's because a lot of it deals with like wisdom, where dealing with people and talking to them and not being afraid to talk to them. So there's like that inner courage, that inner fire, that spark that kind of drives you and able to say, hey, you know, I can do this. You know, it's like, I know there are going to be some people that are going to try and chop me at the knees and say I'm no good, but you know what? I'm going to ignore them, and I'm going to keep plugging away, and I'm going to do this. So it's not like a silver bullet. It's like several things within the person, because you're going to have some leaders, you're going to have some followers, you're going to have some organizers that are behind the scenes, you're going to have some people that are other in other support roles. So each person and listener that you have is going to be different, you know, in their capacity as how they can tackle this. Some people might be like me, where they can go out and charge and do this, while others are more capable in terms of working behind the scenes and getting stuff done behind the scenes, while others can do stuff more, say, on the computer or online than I even can. So they're more capable of dealing with like online forums or online chat groups, where me, I'm more, because I'm in my 40s, so I deal much more face-to-face with people. So your listeners being younger, they're going to have different perspectives and different ideas than I can. So it's interesting. So it really depends upon the person. I mean, I would have to say it depends.
So tell me a little bit about you. We're running out of time. We've got.
Wow. Obviously, with my scyther work, cause I'm like a Norse pagan. It's, you know, people know us as heathens. And so it's like, I have friends who are like witches and druids and different, you know, various forms of pagans and so. But as far as me, I mean, I've been on my path now for 15 years. So I'm very shamanic with like a Native American, you know, side, and my cultural, my heritage, which is my Viking and Germanic faith and beliefs. And so, I mean, some people call me a shaman, some people call me a pagan, because I mean, as far as dealing with like herbalism and healing and energy work and tarot and divination. Oh my Lord. I mean, there's a lot more I could say, but as you said, we're running out of time. So in a little spit in the bucket and just to like condense, I'm just me, you know, I'm just me.
Well, I'm so grateful and thankful to know you, Kevin.
Hey, no sweat.
I mean,
well, it's good to know you too.
Well, thank you very much. And okay. Tell me again, the website.
Ring of Minnesota Pagans. It's all one word. So it's www.ringofminnesotapagans.org. So it's O-R-G.
Please, please check out his site or our site if you think about it, because I'm part of the team.
You got it.
Because I am so proud and I'm honored. Thank you very much for inviting me, but I am honored. But the people that are on that site are absolutely amazing. They have just been so uplifting. And they do so many things for the community. Even now that you told me this, even more than I even knew.
Cool.
So, I mean, the people on that site have become very dear friends to me. Because, you know, I met most of them on Facebook.
Yep.
But they have just become so dear to my heart. And I'm just so grateful and thankful to... thank you for inviting me.
Hey, no split.
You guys are absolutely amazing and wonderful, and you're doing amazing things for the community. You're doing amazing things for our, like, internal community.
Yeah, so cool.
You are just wonderful, and I want to thank you so much for being on my show. I'm grateful.
Awesome. I'm glad I came here. Okay, so, hey, maybe, you know, next time we can talk about some different subjects, and we can have all sorts of fun next time. So
I would love to have you back. That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Awesome.
All right, have a great night, and thank you so much.
I'm gonna marry the night. I won't give up on my life. I'm a warrior queen, live passionately tonight. I'm gonna marry the dark. Gonna make love to the stars. I'm a soldier to my own emptiness. I'm a winner. I'm gonna lace up my boots, throw on some leather and cruise down the streets that I love, and my fishnet gloves, I'm a sinner. Then I'll go down to the bar, but I'll be crying anymore. I'll hold my whiskey up high, kiss the bartender twice, I'm a loser. I'm gonna marry the night.
I want to thank all of you for joining me tonight. It was absolutely wonderful. Kevin, thank you so much. And the Ring of Minnesota Pagans, absolutely wonderful people. Please go check out their website. It's ringofminnesotapagans.org. They were absolutely, they've been so instrumental in so many of my successes, and I want to thank them. They are absolutely amazing, wonderful people. It's been a kind of a really super fun night for me tonight. I mean, we kind of had a whole crew in the studio tonight. That was kind of fun. Yeah, a little bit of hodgepodge. Mm-hmm. Sorry we did not get to Ashley's news, and I couldn't set her up because normally I'm sorry.
You set me up for failure.
Well, not failure. It's just
laughter.
Entertaining, yeah. For me, because usually I try to give her the news items that are, you know, full of really insane words. Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry that I did not get to any news tonight, but you're welcome, Ashley.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, listeners, because everybody, I get so many emails that love when you do the news.
Because they're like laughing at me.
Yes, you're entertaining, and they freaking love it.
Oh, Mom, what's that word?
Witch. No. I'm sort of not kidding, but
oh, the knife is there. You just dig it
I
in.
Just turned it a little yeah. bit. No, but and then my little Heather Feather, she was here tonight, and she didn't participate very much that you could see, but she was actually there in the background being smarty pants. And Sarah, thank you for coming. That was super fun. It's just been a super fun night, don't you think? Next week, I've got a wonderful and amazing show. I have got the amazing Bobby O'Sullivan on the show all next week. We are going to talk about a bunch of different things. Bobby is not only a Reiki healer, but he also does aura photography. He also does, he's like this major demonologist. So, and he's actually going to join me on a case up in Brainerd. Thank you, Bobby. So I've got him on the show. We've got all kinds of fun things going on. We're not out of retrograde next week, are we yet?
I don't think so.
I don't think we are either. So unfortunately, no spells for next week. Oh, by the way, I am going to be on Bobby's show in an hour from now at 8 o'clock. So go to BobbyO'Sullivan.com. He is on the Para X network. And we're actually putting together this whole amazing thing for Fate magazine. We're going to do this Halloween extraordinaire thing with, we're going to be given to charity. It's going to be a contest. It's going to be huge. Anyway, we'll talk about that later when it's close. Anyway, I want to thank you so much for joining me. Tonight has been so much fun. I think this has been the funnest show for me. Probably not for you guys, but for me, it's been one of the funnest shows. So thank you so much for joining me. Remember, if he or she will cheat with you, he or she will cheat on you. And always remember to take back your light. I love you so much, my darlings. Catch me on Facebook, look up PrackMac, or go to my website, which is under construction for the moment because my manager is rebranding me, but empoweringthedivine.com. Remember, take back your light.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they'd just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see a ghost. Oh Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. What do I stand for? What do I stand for? Most nights I don't know anymore.
this. I miss my mom and dad for this. No, when I see stars, when I see stars, that's all they are. When I hear songs, they sound like a swan. So come on, come on, come on. Well, and the comments she called off. And then I look into my nephew's eyes. Man, you wouldn't believe the most amazing things that can come from some terrible lies.